This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 237, Deadpool 2 from 2018. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Deadpool 2?
It's been since 2000. When did it come out? 2018?
Yes.
That's what I saw only in the theater. I bought it. I bought that cool steelbook with all like four discs in it, but I never rewatched it. So for this one, I think, did you too? I watched the super duper cut or whatever. Yeah. So this was my first time watching that version and my first time watching it at home.
Well, I'm going to say this is a brand new version for me because honestly, I seen it once and I didn't see this in the theater. I just saw this on digital, like on one of those streaming services. Other than that, I never owned it, but I did buy it like on Amazon for like $26 for both movies. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a cool deal for us doing the review. So I brought both. But yeah. Other than that, that's pretty much it from what I remember. But let's get right into it. What did the audience and the critics have to say about Deadpool 2?
I mean, this does not take a big dip from the first movie. I mean, the first movie had very high scores. This one does too. This has an 84% critic score and an 85% audience. So they were pretty much, we're just going to say, exactly the same. 1% difference means exactly the same. So yeah, I mean, very well reviewed and received from both critics and regular Joes like us. Yeah, pretty high.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of funny because like, it's kind of almost the same movie. So I couldn't see, and I'm not talking about like the same movie. I'm just meaning like there's nothing newer in that whole Deadpool thing. That's what I'm trying to say. So like for me, the critics dipping, couldn't see the dip on that dip. You know what I mean? But it's actually interesting. But we got to get into it because honestly, I want to talk about this one. Very different because you said about the director. So it's a very different feel and look to the movie than the other one. So with that said, let's get right into the lead character, Ryan Reynolds, back as Deadpool.
Okay, and once again, I think he nails it. Obviously, I think he nails the part. I gave him a 5 in the first movie, and you know what? I'm gonna give him a 5 again. For me, character works. Still the same, but they did add. I like when a sequel does add something, right? So him losing Vanessa adds a layer to him. You know what I mean? So I like that. I liked him in this one more so having to be like a good guy. You know what I mean? Even though he can't help himself and still is like, you know, a douchebag most of the time and is always cracking jokes and just, he's still Deadpool, but at the end of the day, he's trying to do something right. And he has the motivation of, if you haven't, well, you've probably seen this, but he is trying to kill himself the whole entire movie because after she dies at the very beginning, he's like, I don't want to live without her, so I'm going to kill myself. But he has healing factor. So it's like, he can't just kill himself. So he kind of finds a way to do it. In the whole movie, he's trying to be a hero and also kill himself, pretty much. I like that element. I like that added layer. It added a little bit more flavor to the character while still maintaining the jokey side. If he didn't work for you in the first movie, he's not going to work for you this time. Because in that regard, I agree with you. It's the same. But if you did like him now, at least they added a little something where he's not like 100% the same, just like 90% the same. So yeah. I dug him again. I gave him a 5 again.
It's pretty interesting because I gave him a 4 on the last movie. This one, I umpty empty. I gave him a 5. I liked him. I think this one did not have the so much fourth wall breaking.
It didn't.
And liked that. And that's the thing I was telling everyone. I was like, this is the reason I like this one a lot more than the first. Because he was not talking to the camera as much. He was being comedic and I was laughing. I was like, okay, cool. But he didn't rely on the camera. And I was like, thank God. And it was pretty cool. Still the same jokes and everything. So I was just like, oh man. But I liked him more in this one. This one I felt like, okay, he is Deadpool in this one. And I liked the chemistry between him and everybody. Everyone had great chemistry with each other in this movie, even Josh Brolin. Now, my problem with Cable, which I'm going to add him in the hero because he is a hero in the X-Men universe, it was played by Josh Brolin. And that was my problem. My problem is that he's Thanos. Everyone knows he's Thanos. And for them to cast him again as another hero, maybe for the audience would be kind of like, why are you hiring two actors that played, you know, one the villain and now the hero? Because if you do another movie and Thanos is in it, that means Josh Brolin has to play both parts. He has to be in a green screen version, and then you got to bring him as a Cable. I didn't have too much problems, but I think they could have casted somebody else. I think he was a great Cable. Mm-hmm. I think he was good.
I agree.
But he was really good. I just just think they should have casted someone else, because I think him being Thanos to me took him out as Cable for me, because I was like, damn, this dude's the villain. But
yeah, I liked him as Cable. I thought he was great. Yeah. And they have the joke where he calls him that. So yeah. I thought it was clever. It was kind of cheeky, and, you know, for them to be like, you know, a wink and a nod. So I don't mind it so much. You know, in this day and age, like, there's so many actors that are in Marvel movies that using ones from other versions. So like, this was a Fox movie. So now Disney owns Fox, but at the time they did not. So it was, you know, it was pre-Disney Fox, and they didn't know they were going to be sold to, you know, to Marvel. And if they weren't, the X-Force stuff would have just continued. So do I think he's going to be Cable? I don't know if they'll use him again necessarily, yeah. But I did like Josh Brolin as Cable. I thought he was a great casting. He looked like it. Cable's an awesome character, and he had the right look. He had the right, like, tone to him. So I dug him. But I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was big and strong. All right, here we go.
I love the part, by the way, though, when they're fighting on the thing and he calls him One-Eyed Willie, like a Goonies reference.
Oh, yeah. The Goonies thing. Yeah. That was actually pretty funny.
Good. I was like, oh, if you've never seen Goonies, that joke is just, you know, it goes right over your head. But if you're a Goonies fan and he tells Josh Brolin and he calls him One-Eyed Willie, I loved it. It was great.
Well, that was funny. And the other funny thing is when they blew up that truck, and he goes, oh, he's going to be mad. And then he landed his ass in his face. Oh, yeah. I thought that was,
like,
pretty funny.
Right on him like that.
Yeah. Oh, and he goes, oh, he's gonna be really mad. And yes. I thought that was actually pretty funny. But okay, let's get into 5 across the board to everyone. Yeah. We're going to go to main villain here. Now, I'm going to let Nate take this away here, because we were trying to figure out who was the main villain in this one.
I don't know. This is a problem that I have with... I hate when movies do this, to be honest with you. Now, there's... First of all, throughout the movie, there's like... At all different points, there's like different villains. Now, if we're going to say ultimately, there are two villains that are never good or redeemed. And that would be that guy who runs that school where he's like trying to turn the kids from mutants to regular humans. And then there's Juggernaut. They are bad and they're always bad, right? Are they the main villains? Not really, because most of the movie, Cable's trying to kill the kid and Deadpool's trying to stop Cable. So if you're looking at it from that perspective, you know, he's the antagonist for most of the movie until he's not, until they team up. And then he's a good guy. You know, Cable's not a bad guy ever. He, in this story, he has a great storyline in this, by the way. The kid, when he grows up, is going to kill his family. So he travels back in time to kill him before he kills his family. I love it. It's great. It's very Terminator, but I'm cool with it. So Deadpool's trying to save the kid. So he's kind of a bad guy, but I wouldn't say a bad guy. You know what I mean? Like, is he bad? Yes, kind of. He's bad. He's trying to kill a kid. But anyway, he turns good. So it can't be him. So I don't know who the main villain is. This movie doesn't have one to me. Ultimately, that guy gets away at the end. Like, they don't even, right? They don't even show what happens to him.
He gets hit with a car.
Oh, that's right. He gets hit with, Dopinder kills him. That's right.
Yeah. And he goes, that felt so good.
Yeah. Dopinder kills him. He runs him over with the car, with the taxi. But even that, it's like, that's not that rewarding. And he's not in it that much to say he's the main villain. So I gave the villain a 3 again. At least the first movie has like a target villain. Ajax, he's not amazing, but at least like I know this is the main bad guy. Who does Deadpool fight at the very end? Nobody. He just stops. He fights Juggernaut and then he stops Cable from shooting the kid. That's pretty much, you know. So I think the kid is kind of a little jerk too, but you know, he has his reasons. I didn't love him the first time I saw this movie. And to be honest with you, I didn't love him that much this time either. I do like that part where he has the rope and he's like going off the screen and he's like, that's not a real rope. And he's like, he's doing that thing. Like that part made me laugh, but I gave it a 3. I think it's a weak point, but in the sense of the story, everything they do works. I know it sounds confusing, but there's just no main villain for me to target and be like, that's a great villain.
Whatever you just said, because it sounded like a college professor right now talking about this.
There's my thesis.
That's your thesis for today, the villain of Deadpool 2 from 2018. I agree with you. I didn't know where to go, so I just threw it down the middle and gave it a good. Because honestly, you're absolutely right. Cable is good and bad. Mm-hmm. Then at the end, he becomes good. Mm-hmm. Then Juggernaut. I mean, Juggernaut looked great. I don't know why they did not use this design in the other X-Men movies.
Yeah.
I didn't know why they used him in 3. They didn't do this.
They had Vinnie Jones, who's nowhere near
as
big.
So bad from what I remember. So I was like, okay. But yeah, the Doctor was a douche, but they never used him as much throughout the whole movie. So yeah, you're you're right. I mean, but I liked it though. I mean, everyone had their own ingredient to the film and it worked very well. Juggernaut was awesome. That fight with Juggernaut, I thought that was so good. And Colossus was back, so they had a cool fight.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny because it's a cue to the CGI fight. And I thought that was funny. So I thought that was all cute and everything. So I was like, wow, that's actually pretty fun. Now, that kid was a douche. Mm-hmm. But I kind of understand why he's angry at everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Deadpool did say he's not his friend. So I was like, dang. I was like, that's kind of a really dick move. Like,
Ice cold.
And he kept grabbing his pen out his ass, which I thought was mad funny.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
It was funny when he's like, don't put it near me. When he's like at the end, when he's going to take off the necklace.
Yeah. I thought that was fun because remember when he was putting the plan together?
Yeah.
He was like, he's very stealthy with the pen. So you got to be careful with the pen. And I thought that was pretty funny when he's breaking it down. Yeah, you're right. There's no memorable moments with the villains. That I will say. There's not one scene that you go, oh my God, there's some cool scene piece, the set pieces when we talk about the next category. But in terms of villain, I couldn't say something that was like, oh, this is it. Like, this is the big shining moment for a villain. There was none in this film. So with that said, 3 across the board, action scene.
By the way, Juggernaut voiced by Ryan Reynolds. He did the voice for Juggernaut. Yeah, he did the voice for Juggernaut. So it's just a CGI guy and Ryan Reynolds did the voice. That's why he doesn't talk a lot. Yeah. And when he does, you can't tell because they pitched it, but it's Ryan Reynolds. So that was pretty pretty neat little Easter egg. Oh, action? Okay. So the action in the first movie's good. I think I gave it a 4 because there's not a lot.
You did.
This one has more, but this one has some awesome set pieces. The opening, I love the opening. When he's fighting the dudes in the bathhouse and the camera's just spinning and it's one long take, like it never cuts, and they got the swords and like it's a good mix of comedy action, but also real bloody, brutal. You know, he stabs the guy in the butt cheeks. He cuts the other guy's arms off and then he laughs at him and then he kicks him and he cuts the dude's head off. Like, love it. I love the first one when he jumps through the window and they shoot him up and then he kills all those guys. Great. When he's in the factory, like, I love the opening montage of death is what I call it. It's fun. But the bathhouse scene, incredible. But the scene with the... I'll talk about more in storyline. The scene where Domino's driving the truck and the guy, Juggernaut and the kid are in there and Cable's trying to get in there and Deadpool's following on the... Great set piece. Great set piece. It leads to a cool fight. Two cool fights because she fights Cable and then Deadpool shows up and then she goes back to driving. Then he fights Cable in there. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. I was like, this is good, really good action. And then, of course, you get the fight at the end with Juggernaut versus everybody. I mean, he fights Deadpool. He fights Colossus. Negasonic Teenage Warhead shows up with her girlfriend and she has that sick, like, whip chain thing.
Yeah.
That was a great entrance. My one problem, and this is a problem I had with it the first time, and I still have it, is this is so much CGI, like way more CGI than the first movie. Like, I don't like the part where Domino is running and all the stuff around her is like going all crazy. It looks so fake.
Mm-mm.
I get what they're doing to portray how lucky she is, but I didn't love the CGI. A lot of stuff looks too fake, but I'm going to actually give this one a 5. I think this one has better, more violent, brutal action. And David Leitch, he's a mixed bag for me as a director, like overall film, but the dude could shoot some action. So I got no problems with it. I thought it was brutal and fun. 5.
Yeah, you know, you're going to be surprised because I gave this a 5. Ooh, I was into the action in Deadpool. I was like, okay, this is actually really good. And you're right. We're not big fans of David Leitch. I mean, we are fans, but we're not too crazy.
He make like amazing movies.
No, he's not Chad Kurinsky. And Chad Kurinsky, I like it because he stays his lane. He's like, I'm not leaving John Wick until this franchise is done.
Yep.
And then David Leitch just went off and tried to do his own stuff. But I think he's coming around with his own style and kind of starting to notice it. But I'm not liking it, though. There's just something about it. But this movie, we can talk about that another time. But this movie, I liked it. I thought it was a very great mixture of how he handled the action with this superhero. I think he could helm another superhero movie. He has that eye for action and, of course, car chase scenes. I love the scene with the truck. I think that was my favorite scene, I think, on the movie. When whole Domino say, hey, Lady Luck, you continue driving. And the whole truck was just driving like if someone was behind the wheel. I loved it. I thought it was genius. I thought it was pretty cool. It was funny. I love the beginning scene, too, when he crashes into the window. He went, oh, and he thought it was like one person. And it was like thousands of people there.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
I thought that was actually really funny. And I loved when he played dead. when he shot him, and he said,
"Oh yeah,"
shh, and then he went, "Yeah." I thought that was really funny. So yeah, the action scenes were very fun, very thought out, and it was actually made to the point for that type of character, and I thought they did a great job. I thought they did an excellent job on it. So I give kudos to David Leitch, because Atomic Blonde, we reviewed it. The only problem with Atomic Blonde, it felt like John Wick as a female. Like,
the action is awesome, but the story of that movie is so convoluted.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, and maybe you'll agree with this, David Leitch, great action director, but don't you get the vibes? I think you're right, first of all. He could do another superhero if he gets the right character, because to me, he makes cartoons. He makes these movies are cartoons in the sense of they're super over the top. You could even call them wacky. You know what I mean? They're super unrealistic, but they're really well shot. So between Hobbs and Shaw, this and Bullet Train, I didn't dislike any of those movies. But to me, they're not pinnacle, like peak action films, because they have a little bit more sense of humor. He's kind of more, you know, wants to do jokey stuff. Would you agree? Because Stahelski is straight. I mean, he's only done John Wick, but they're serious. They're not.
Yeah, yeah. Jokes. I kind of agree with you. I think he's like the opposite of Zack Snyder, where Zack Snyder's very comic book graphic novel. He's very
light.
Light comic, but he's very strong with the action and rated R. Like, what people, you know, who, let's see, maybe you agree with me. He would be a perfect director to helm G.I. Joe.
Oh, he would knock it out the park. I think G.I. Joe.
Yeah. I think G.I. Joe and that cartoon movie, Amazon thing, The Invincible Man.
Invincibles. If they made like a live action.
Yeah, like a live action. That is straight up his alley. Or Kick-Ass 3.
Do any 80s cartoon of the like Centurions or like Silverhawks.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Or like, what's the other one?
Cops.
Thundercats.
Yeah, remember Cops?
If they ever wanted to turn an 80s action cartoon into a movie, this guy should do it.
Yes, I agree 100%. He has he has an eye for action. Man, you know what? He could do 18 part 2, bro.
He could do it because it's 80s and it has the sense of humor that he likes, it seems. I don't know.
And he could do the action straight up. Like, he could reboot
G.I. Joe the A-Team. Would be cool. I would actually like to see him do a G.I. Joe movie.
I would. I mean, you
Hobbs
know,
and Shaw felt like a G.I. Joe movie. So I feel like he could did. Do it.
Yeah. I think so. I've always been rooting for a G.I. Joe, but like an authentic one with the lasers of blue and red shooting at each other.
Yeah, why not? Remember the beginning of Bumblebee when they're on Cybertron and they're shooting lasers? It's awesome.
Yeah. I think it adds a different dynamic to bullets. Yeah. Like, it'll be so laser. Fun.
Come on, chat. Star I mean, Wars come on, David, give us some lasers.
You know what? Star Wars shoots lasers and it looks cool. So exactly. You know what? You could give me a G.I. Joe red and blue. That would be so awesome, dude.
Tickets sold.
I'm about to start writing on Twitter. Do a petition. David Leitch.
Give us what we want. Thundercats and G.I. Joe.
Thundercats. That's more Chad Kerensky, though.
He should do He-Man. Because I think He-Man could be a more
the universe.
A more serious tone. We're going way off track here with our fantasies.
We are
but
so... I'll cut it out. But
No. Leave it. He could do it.
Yeah.
He could do it.
I think so. All right. Look, with that said, look, that's our take on action movies.
David Leitch, 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I give it, 5 out of 5. All right, let's go storyline.
A 4, then out of 5 for storyline. I think it's good. I think it's good. This one, remember when we did the first one, it's told in a weird way. It's like the whole first half is like a flashback, and the whole second half is like, well, it's a flashback mixed with current time, and then the second half is just current time. This one is a way more straightforward narrative, like beginning, middle, end, 3 acts, very straightforward, very what you would expect. It goes a lot of places. I think it's a fun movie, you know, like Deadpool goes through a lot here. He goes from girlfriend dying to him trying to kill himself, becoming an X-Men, trying to become an X-Men, which by the way, great cameo from all the X-Men in there, like McAvoy, Beast, Quicksilver, Nightcrawler, Cyclops, they're all in a Storm, and it's the ones from not First Class, the Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past, yeah.
Yeah, so that was neat. I love that cameo. Or Apocalypse. Yeah, and they just, like, Beast close the door. Great cameos there. Great cameo from Brad Pitt as the invisible guy. hilarious. The Vanisher. Yeah, when he runs into the electrical pole, it's Brad Pitt. And but that's his only scene. It's just that. And also, there was a little cameo from what everyone's saying was Omega Red in that jail scene. So that was neat if you're an X-Men fan. But anyway, Deadpool goes through a lot. He goes to jail, goes to X-Men, becomes free, loses his lower half. I didn't like that they repeated some of the jokes. Like, the baby hand in the first movie was hilarious. The baby legs, it was like, okay, but we already saw this joke. So you mentioned earlier, it's a lot of the same humor and jokes. And it is, you know, TJ Miller. I like TJ Miller, but he has that same, like, where he just says says a bunch of stuff in a row. He looks like this and this and this, and he looks like this and this. And they're usually funny, but it's the same. It's kind of repetitive. So that, you know, the script there is kind of like, oh, okay, you know, they could have cut some of that out. Other than that, from what I remember of the original version and this version, I can't tell you what the differences are. I know one musical choice is different. In the original movie, when he blows up at the beginning, they play Aha, Take On Me, but like the MTV Unplugged version. And on this one, it was a different song. It was like a love song or something. So
what was that? I'm all out of love.
Yes, yes, that's right. It was that song. So they changed the music, which was weird. I don't know why. Like, I was expecting to hear that again, and then I didn't. But yeah, the story is good. It's a good, solid comic book movie, more straightforward. So I give it the same score, but it's different, but it's not worse. So 4.
So I'm going to stick with my guns here. I lowered it by 1 point. I gave it a 3. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it for what it was. I enjoyed both movies. I don't want people to be like, oh, you hate the character. I don't hate the character. I just like 2 more than 1, to be honest with you. But I thought the storyline in 2 was good. I was entertained. I thought it was funny at times. And I agree with you. It was pretty funny. I like when he was like bullshitting them. Like, he was being all nice and he's trying to be like not evil Deadpool in the X-Men school. And she goes, I could see through that crap. He's like trying to be super nice around Colossus.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty funny. But like, yeah, you're right. The cameos were cool. They were funny. Him going through, I thought the post-credit scenes were really funny. Him going through time and he shot himself for Green Lantern. I thought that was pretty funny. Reynolds.
He kills horrible silent Deadpool from Origins.
Yeah. And he talks to Wolverine.
Yeah. And Wolverine's like, that's editing, because he didn't come back for the cameo. He looked exactly the same. So I wonder if it was just like they spliced other takes that someone was saying something and then they added in. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. It looked like he answered them. So I thought that was actually pretty cool. Other than that, like, to be honest with you, it was a standard action superhero movie. Nothing crazy. But I thought it was better. To be honest with you, I thought it was a little bit better than the first. But yeah, other than that, 3 for me, 4 for you overall.
So my overall score is the same, actually, of the first movie. I think they're kind of equal. They're just different. I give it a 4. Now that I'm looking, my total points on this one is higher, but I don't think this is like a way better movie. To me, they're equal. The first one's a little tighter, you know, shorter, tighter. This one, a lot. It's quite a bit longer. It's like this version, especially like 20 minutes longer. More action, though. Each has pros and cons. This one has that great James Bond opening, though, the opening credits.
I love that.
The Celine Dion song. Amazing. Yeah. He got Celine Dion to come and sing this original song for the opening credits. I'm going to guess it's because they're both Canadian and he called in a favor and she came and sang it. Great opening credit. Like, the first one has really good opening credits too, but this one is even better because it's like talking about, why did they kill the girl? It's like, wait a second. Did she just die? Like, a film by, wait a minute, did they just kill her? And then the next one is like, but why would they do that? She's the favorite character. Like, all this stuff and all his poses while Celine Dion is going. Love the opening. We score James Bond openings when we do those movies. This would be a 5 far as like opening credits. But a good, fun movie with better action than the first movie. I'd definitely give it that. So a 4.
I give it a 3. Overall, I thought it was a good movie. Well, to me, this one was a little bit better than the first one. I enjoyed it. He was not breaking the fourth wall as much in this one than the first. Action is way better here than it was in the first movie. But again, both of them have their pros and cons, and I enjoyed the second one too. So it's a decent franchise, to be really honest with you. It's actually really decent franchise for those Deadpool fans out there that, you know, love the character. So yeah, I gave it a 3. What's your total point?
My total points is a 21 out of a 25. So it scored 1 point higher, but that's just because of the action. I think other than that, they're pretty equal footing for me. The first one actually might've had a better villain scenario, but the same score, because Ajax is just such a wet noodle. So 21 out of 25 for me.
I gave it a 19 out of a 25. I think this is a solid, good sequel to another superhero.
Deadpool 3? Huh? You're going to see that Deadpool 3 when it comes out?
I don't know if I want to go see it in the theater, but I'm interested with Wolverine. I'm definitely going to be picking it up since I own it. So I'm definitely going to watch it. Yeah. Most likely we'll cover it somewhere along the line. But yeah, I'm going to watch it. I'm now intrigued to see how Wolverine comes back. How does it fit in the story? Is it, you know, is it going to be the same jokes all over the place? Or?
And you remember the end credits when he is talking to Wolverine, he's like, you're going to hang up those claws and people are going to be really mad. And then I'm going to come calling and you should answer and blah, blah, blah. And he did the whole thing. And now Hugh Jackman's actually going to be in it. It's like he knew the future. Like,
well, supposedly, I was reading an article. Hugh Jackman supposedly said that he's playing multiple Wolverines. So you might get some different.
Because with all the multiverse stuff that's now, and now that it's like technically Disney Marvel, I wouldn't be surprised if there's different versions. I mean, he played different versions in Logan, right? He
was X-24. It'd be cool. We'll end it with this, though. It would be cool if he dons the brown and black suit and then he dons the yellow and blue X-Men cartoon colors.
I need the Wolverine mask outfit. Yeah. I need it. Remember, did you see the deleted scenes on the Wolverine disc?
When it was in the case?
Yeah, when she gives it to him and he opens it and it looks so sick. Like, I want to see it on him on screen.
Yeah, I want to see that suit, and then I want to see the cartoons from the 90s, yellow and blue.
I need the I want that suit in yellow and blue. I don't want the weird brown and yellow.
Yeah,
the brown
caca colors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. Not a fan. I don't want that.
But the black leather from the original movies, I would like to see it.
No. No way. Yes. That's he might bring it back as a joke. As a joke, maybe they might bring it back as a joke.
Give me the black leather.
Oh, Jesus. That was so god-awful. Anyway, with that said, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast? Oh,
baby. All right. Next episode, you guys are in for a treat because we are beginning our bad movie month. These are movies that have very low Rotten Tomato scores or were big flops or, you know, they're not received well. Movies. And the first one up here is going to be a little movie called Dragon Ball Evolution. So we're going to be doing that. And Alex, I know we got to be excited for this. Next series. We're starting a new series. We're done with Deadpool 2. We're done with the X-Men spinoffs. We got X-Men coming up later in the year, the actual X-Men. Mm. But before that, we're going back in time to 1989 to a little movie called Batman. So we're going to be doing the original four Burton Schumacher movies. So Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Forever, Batman and Robin. We're going to be doing those four. And then later at some other point, we'll doing like Christopher Nolan ones and stuff like that. But for now, we're just going to do those four. So I'm excited. I love the Batman films. He's my favorite comic book character, so I'm looking forward to it.
Now, question the Batmans, right? Because I think it's funny, right? So we're going to be doing the four Batmans,
yeah,
right? So we're not tackling Adam West Batman.
Batman 66, no.
Yeah.
No. That's not to say we're never doing it,
right?
But we're not doing it with this. I just didn't think it didn't fit with this series. I feel like we need to do it as a one-off because it's tied to nothing. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
it's
not
really
right.
tied to anything. Right. But we will do Adam West Batman. It'll be like the James Bond. We will do all the Batman movies at some point. This one I didn't include it there.
But hey, that's fine. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.